You're listening to SBS News.
Almost half of Australia's koala population is believed to have perished in a summer of devastating bushfires, which scorched millions of hectares of forests and national parks. Now, new research by the Worldwide Fund for Nature shows more of their habitat is disappearing. WWF's Protected Areas and Conservation Science Manager Martin Taylor says land clearing rates have risen since the federal government listed koalas as vulnerable in 2012.
We're shocked and horrified. It seems that koala habitat is going on at a huge pace and that the department in Canberra is doing nothing about it, essentially.
The analysis found land clearing increased in Queensland by 7% after 2012 compared to a number of years before. And in New South Wales, the average annual hectares of land cleared has risen by around 32% since koalas were declared vulnerable. The organisation says thousands of koalas have died as a result.
Koalas are one species that is dependent on the forests of eastern Australia. But, you know, we have many other species that are also threatened by both the fires and by the destruction of the habitat. Gliders, possums, swamp wallabies, many reptiles.
Northern New South Wales conservation group Friends of the Koala rescues about 400 koalas a year. President Ros Irwin says land clearing in the region for residential and commercial development is a constant threat to the animal's survival.
They're very aware of their habitat, they know where it is, and when it's removed, they become incredibly stressed. And it is the stress that actually activates the diseases such as chlamydia and retrovirus, which are really very fatal for koalas.
She's backing calls by WWF for koalas' status to be changed from vulnerable to endangered. The organisation also wants an independent National Environmental Protection Authority to be established. In a statement, Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee said she has asked the Threatened Species Scientific Committee to consider whether the status of the koala should be reassessed and given greater protection following the bushfire crisis. A review of Australia's environment protection and biodiversity conservation laws is also underway. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.